Hey girl, hey, you back? Girl, it's okay. Let me see what I have for you today. Mwah. Hey girl, hey, welcome back, you guys, to season 4, you guys, episode 1, you guys. It is Woman Empowerment Month. You guys, you heard me right. It is Woman Empowerment Month. You guys, I am so excited, you guys, for what this month has in store. All month long, the theme for this month, you guys, and I quote, you guys, girls compete, women empower. So try to empower, you guys, and not compete. That is the ultimate goal for this month and the months to come. So you guys, I will be talking about insecurity versus flaws. But before I do that, you guys, I brought it back to my own attention that I forgot to continue to do the word of the weeks and also the Bible verses. I totally have been not doing them. So I apologize, you guys, for not doing them. So I'm bringing those back starting now. All right, you guys. So the word of the week is embrace. The word of the week is embrace. Also, the Bible verse for this week is Song of Songs 4:7. You are altogether beautiful, my darling. There is no flaw in you. Speaking of flaw, like I said, I'll be talking about insecurities versus flaw. So let's get into it. So you guys, first, when I first started this, I said, well, let me see what is the definition of insecurity and flaws. And this was the definition that I got. So insecurity is a lack of confidence. And I added from something. You always trying to find something. Yeah, I just quoted my TikTok. I need to stay off TikTok. But anyway, insecurity means lack of confidence. And I added from something. Okay, you guys. And then when I looked up what was a flaw, what do they consider a flaw? A defect, fault, and other imperfection. Mars, meaning impairments, that or something that impairs. That's what Mars means, the appearance of. All right, ladies, so let's talk. So when I thought of insecurity, I was saying, Caitlin, what can you possibly, when you think about insecurity along with the definitions, what are the 4 things that you feel causes insecurity? And also, what is some things that could maybe help with your insecurity? Whether that's something that you don't like, whether that's something that happened over time to you that you did not like. Either way, insecurity is always something that you have control of and is something that cannot have control over you. I want to let you know today to make sure that when you have insecurity and you want to address it, always make sure you attract it and do not let it attack you. Because a lot of times we open up for these insecurities, or we open up that can of insecurities, or we you know, call to attention ourselves those insecurities, and instead of retracting it off of us, we let it attack. So make sure that you retract it and don't let it attack you. Next, insecurity can also be pushed on someone or brought out of someone. Meaning, a lot of times people, you ever hear that saying that people are like, oh, you're insecure, oh, you're this, that, and third. I always tell people sometimes people are not even insecure at first. They're insecure about something, but sometimes it's not necessarily having to do with the situation at hand. You know, a lot of people are like, you're insecure about this, that, and the third. Well, okay, say for example, ladies, when it comes to guys. Guys love to hop off and say, well, she's insecure because she, you know, she has trust issues. You just said it. She has trust issues. Now, where those trust issues stem from, that could be her father. That could be another significant other that she had along the way. Or that just could be within herself. Something that she has trust issues because she doesn't trust herself to be in that space. I don't know if that makes sense. So yes, insecurity can be pushed on someone or brought out of someone, meaning brought out of someone, meaning that insecurity could be not even there, that they even realize it yet. And then all of a sudden it can be brought at somebody by a trigger of something, whether that has to do, say for with me, I've always been a thick girl. And this is me being honest. I've always been a thick girl growing up. On my mom's side of the family, everybody's thick boned, everybody's real, fluffy, luscious, pretty and thick. So for me, growing up, I was always thick boned, that's from elementary, middle school, and high school. And then when I got to high school, I was always active. So I was doing band, I was doing chorus, I was doing all of that. But for that to be said, I started to really, I think that's when you start to kind of try to figure out who you are in high school. So I always felt some type of way about my weight. I started to feel some type of way about my weight. No, I had always, had issues, growing up, where the people said little comments about my weight, but I really didn't take nothing by it because, I was comfortable. I was like, I accept who I am. This is me. And then when I got older, it's like the more effect it had. So when people have this saying, well, words don't hurt. Yeah, at the time they might not hurt, but then later when you get older and you get to an understanding of whatever the situation may have been, you kind of get to this understanding where you just like, dang, like I didn't really think I was insecure about that, but because it keeps getting brought up, or because I keep getting taunted by it by others, that's something that now it done brought up in me, and it's just like, okay, you're an adult now. You would think you'd be crying when you was a little kid getting picked on or whatever, or getting called out about it, but you're crying and you're a whole adult. So I say that to say, it can be brought out of you, but like somebody told me, if you don't like it, then you can change it in your own way. Or either I say you embrace it in your own way. Embrace that insecurity, because at the end of the day, an insecurity can only become an insecurity if you let it. And an insecurity can only become a problem for you if you don't try to have a solution in the way that you deal with it. So make sure that if you have an insecurity, try to address that insecurity so that it's no longer an insecurity, but it's something that you feel is a part of you and you're working on it. No matter what may trigger it, and also find out what triggers that insecurity for you to have that moment, and what doesn't trigger it. Because sometimes when we find those trigger points, of us having those insecurities, sometimes, it helps us to not have those insecurities, or for it not to bother us as much. Because, like I said, insecurities take time to heal from, take time to address, take time to adjust to, so that you it's not a big issue to eventually becoming not an issue at all for you. Meaning it's no longer an insecurity. But like I said, that takes time. But you take that time and you figure out what works for you, and then go from there. Because you can do it, girl. You can do it. The next thing I want to say about that is, some people are just good at hiding it before it's too late. Don't ever get to the point where you have an insecurity. You know yourself better than anybody. I'll say this. You know yourself better than anybody. So I would say, you can hide it from other people. But just know when you get behind closed doors and you get by yourself, and you have these moments, and you wonder why you have these anxieties attached, you're having these moments, pray about it so that you can, God can, and He will hold you whenever you may need Him to. So if you believe in prayer and you believe in God, you know, pray about it, you know, pray that, you know, he stops you from always hiding it, but he helps you address and tackle the issue heads on, because that is the ultimate goal. Because, girl, we want to have less insecurities and more, less insecurities and more embracement. There you go. That's the word for it. I was trying to find it. And then the last thing about insecurity, I just want to say, speak the opposite of what you think. Work on it. Speak the opposite of what you think. So for me, I have to always tell myself, you know, instead of calling myself fat, I'd be like, okay, you know, you're thick. You know, you're a thick girl, you know. And you know, I take that as a compliment, you know, until find what works for you. So until you feel comfortable, or until you, you know, can kind of, you know, defuse the insecurity, learn what works for you. So speak the opposite. Say, I am beautiful. So if you think you're ugly, or people may tell you that you're ugly, that may be an insecurity that you have always had. Say, I am beautifully. You know, I am beautiful. I am fearfully and wonderfully made. I am this. I am not that. And when you can get to that point, that insecurity shall have no hold on you. I speak that over everybody that is listening. That insecurity cannot hold you, because it is not a part of you anymore. So the next one, ladies, I want to talk about is flaws. You have to embrace it and not beat yourself up. A flaw is something that you cannot control. A flaw is something that is a part of you. A flaw is something that makes you you. And being you is a part of letting that flaw be a part of you. Accept it and embrace it. Do not beat yourself up, because yes, you may have a big nose. Yes, you may have big ears. Yes, you know, you may have a unibrow. Yes, you know, you may have short hair. You may have long hair. Whatever the flaw may be for you, learn how to embrace it and not beat yourself up, because everybody is fearfully and beautifully and wonderfully made in their own way. You are the image of God, and if we are in his image of him, then who can say anything about it? Because we are perfect in his eyes, and that's all that should matter. This is the way that God made you. We are made in his image, and remember that he loves you. Katie loves you. I love you. So remember that anything that you ever may need, know that if you go to him, he won't judge you. He will only love on you. So just know God loves you, I love you, and you got it, girl. You got it. Also, know this is for somebody. It's your time. You have to get up and start moving so that the shift can happen. Your mindset about yourself has to shift. Those flaws make you you. You realize it because you are going to kick off your heels, girl, and start proclaiming who God says you are. I'm at a stuck point, and I don't want to think like this anymore. That's for somebody. I'm fed up. God already created you one way, and all he needs for you is to embrace it. That big forehead, those thick thighs, yes, you are smart. Yes, you are creative. That business will thrive. Nothing can hold you down, because you have been given the power and the authority. You are a princess to a king. Fix your crown, girl. Fix your crown, whatever flaw or whatever insecurity it may be. Give me permission. Matter of fact, queen, let me fix your crown until you can do it for yourself. Because you are fearfully and wonderfully made. You are a princess. You are a queen. You can do it. And whatever flaw that you may have, you can embrace it. Because that's what makes you you. And that's all that matters, is you being perfect and you accepting you for you. Because at the end of the day, you are perfect in your own way. It doesn't matter who may say what. It doesn't matter who may not agree with you. You hold your head up high and you tell them, I am the daughter of a king. And I am beautiful. It doesn't matter what you say to me. Yes, I do have a big nose. But guess what? This big nose is placed upon a beautiful young princess, a beautiful young queen. And I'm going to hold my head up high, because my crown shall never be tilted. but always worn upright. So continue to wear your crown upright. And remember, the word of the week is embrace, and the Bible verse is Songs of Songs 4:7. Remember, girls compete, women empower. Thank you guys so much for tuning in to this week's episode 1 of season 4. You guys, yes, we are in season 4, and yes, this is Women Empowerment Month. This is your host, Katie, signing off. Fix your crown, queen. Love you guys. See you guys in the next episode. Mwah.